100.1 The X. I have a very special guest on the phone with me. It's Eric Anderson. You might know that name as one of our local spotlight musicians from The Novelists and some of his solo work. Hi, Eric.
Hi, how are you doing, Jamie?
I'm doing great. Thank you for joining us on this very special Tuesday. I actually stayed. Usually I leave at 6 o'clock, but I wanted your new song to be the first in the local spotlight for this Tuesday, because this song that you made with a whole bunch of amazing local musicians, it's kind of making its debut today, right?
It sure is. Now, thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. We talked to Oliver X a little bit earlier from Art Town, and he explained some of the how this came about. But if people missed that, how did this come about?
Well, you know, honestly, I got an email from the city and from Art Town and from the Reno Phil, and they had said that there was basically a city song challenge. It had to do with Mayor Sheevy's involvement in the U.S. Mayor's Conference, and basically they asked me to co-produce and co-write and sort of spearhead this city song. And it's a song for Reno. Kind of originally, the whole idea was tasked to sort of write something that could kind of bring everybody together in a time of actual physical social distancing and just what the pandemic was sort of kind of wreaking havoc on everybody as far as not only from a public health standpoint, but just kind of getting everybody down and economically, obviously, all the fallout that way and kind of just, frankly, the turmoil that we're experiencing in the country. So that's what we were tasked with, and we went to work on it.
That is a big task. So there's other cities that participated in this challenge?
So far, I think, I know that Louisville and Chicago have completed, but there's also Atlanta, and there's Austin, Nashville, I think New York City, and actually quite a few cities around the country that are participating.
That's awesome that Reno is on that list. So you wrote the lyrics?
The lyrics and actually the musical component of the song have all been collaboratively done. So I kind of spearheaded it and I guess was sort of at the center point of making sure everything kind of worked cohesively. There's several writers on it. Kate Cotter, Dave Berry, Tyler Stafford, Kalila Smith-Cage, Sean Richardson contributed a verse. You might know Sean from the Holland Project, and also Jeff DiPoli and Tristan Selzer contributed as well to the musical components.
And that is just barely touching the tip of the iceberg of collaborators. And you guys have been keeping this a secret for quite a while. When did you start production?
I got the email on this basically right the very last couple days of May. So we started first week of June, and it essentially was six weeks of very long days, but very rewarding, fulfilling days too.
And how'd you do it without getting caught? I mean, this is a small town, and everyone, you know, in the entertainment world is always looking at each other, seeing what we're doing. And you've got some shots downtown. How did you keep it a secret?
Well, I mean, we kept it a bit of a secret, but honestly, every now and again, we would kind of throw up a little post on Instagram or something like that to sort of tease and say, hey, what it is that what are we working on here? But yeah, I mean, we wanted to keep it a secret to a certain degree, but you know, we also wanted to drum up a little bit of excitement and kind of curiosity surrounding that. So, I mean, it's just the artist cast was what I will say is just an amazing, really opportunity of a lifetime to work with all these people, many whom are very close friends of mine and other people that I've always wanted to work with in town. And really, everybody just brought such a unique component to the work and also just a real collaborative spirit. So none of it was forced, and I was frankly really worried about that in the beginning of you know, oh crap, what have I signed up for? But no, it all just came together sort of beautifully, almost magically, I might say.
It comes across in the video as well. Who shot it?
Well, that's Mr. Brian Evans for Brian Evans Films. Yeah, I was just thrilled with what he was able to bring to it. And you know, we'd have a song, but the video is definitely, that's Brian's baby. So major kudos to him for kind of tying everything together and making it representative of Reno and also kind of making it make sense and also lift up the musical piece. So yeah, we couldn't, I mean, everybody's just thrilled with what Brian was able to bring to the project.
And you've got Tom Gordon on there mixing and mastering it. Mm-hmm. I mean, those two there, we have such professional people here in Reno. I don't think the rest of the world knows how talented Reno is, and this is going to show a lot of it.
Well, not since this morning. Maybe hopefully they're...
Now they know.
Yeah.
Meet Reno.
I mean, I've worked with Tom on projects for probably the last decade, but I have to say personally, I have experience with working with Brian and Tom, and these are both just wonderful human beings, but also just fantastic, amazing professionals. It was a total dream team, and it was like, holy cow, I get to work with these guys, and it was so cool. And all the artists, I have to say, I think that it really is a cool piece to show how many awesome artists and musicians, and you know, you and I and people that live in this community already know that, but I'm hoping that maybe this will help show the rest of the country and the world what an awesome group of artists we have here in town.
I have zero musical talent personally, but I have the ability to share you guys with the world, and that makes me feel so good every day that I get to talk about what you guys are doing. And now, is this in partnership with Art Town?
This is. This is in partnership with Art Town and the Reno Philharmonic and the city. So those are the three main partners on this.
And what is From Reno With Love Artist Fund? What does that encompass?
So that is a fund that was set up by Art Town to basically help out Reno performing artists who have been adversely affected by the COVID pandemic, which is frankly every single one of us, because we're not able to do live shows right now. So I guess
know.
That's kind of the silver lining.
I'm
this
missing
project.
It yeah. so bad.
I know. I mean, I think everybody is. I think we're all kind of willing to do what we need to do to do the right thing for the community and for society. But I mean, people miss music, and obviously there's the economic fallout for many people who make their living playing music. And so that's where I think the artists, certainly myself, and I know others I've spoken to, are super grateful for Art Town stepping up to the plate and making this happen. And also, just to give you a little background, the whole project, pretty much every city is doing these songs, and it's in conjunction and in collaboration with these funds, which are raising money for performing artists generally that have been kind of sidelined right now.
Where could we go to see some of the other cities work?
You know, most of the cities have not actually finished yet. We're kind of on the front end of this, but you can see Chicago. You can see Chicago, and if you just Google, their song was called Sweet Home Chicago, which is obviously a cover, but they do a wonderful job with it. And where the song City Song Project originated is in Louisville. So if you search on YouTube or Spotify or Apple Music, lift up Louisville, you will see the awesome song they created. And I think a lot of these are slated for release in September and October. So just when everybody's going to be getting really excited about the elections and all kinds of other, you know, happy topics, they'll be able to listen to some music.
We need this musical therapy and the distraction more than ever. What is the name of our song?
It's called Heartbeat to Heartbeat, Eye to Eye, and it has a subtitle of From Reno With Love. So a very, very long title, but not such a long song.
And do I have permission from you and the rest of the team to post the music video and this interview on our website so people can go check it out anytime?
Absolutely.
Yay.
Absolutely. And please also post arttown.org, which is obviously just Art Town's website.
Oh, that's
website,
on there all the
host.
Time.
Yeah. Good. But they're going to host the video and the fund right on their homepage for
perfect.
A while. So that'll also be helpful.
Okay, I'll put it at myradiox.com. Without further ado, would you like to introduce the song to be played for the first time on 100.1 The X Airwaves?
Indeed. This is Heartbeat to Heartbeat, Eye to Eye from Reno With Love.
On 100.1 The X. Thank you, Eric H. Anderson.
Thanks so much, Jamie.